we're in a new sugya that's a related part of our general thing we've been talking about in the last couple of weeks, is the notion of a shluchat va'avera. So we've referenced already several times that even though we pass in halacha unequivocally that ein shluchat va'avera, there are very, very few exceptions that we spoke about last week, but by and large, ein shluchat va'avera, there's one Tana that has a dissenting view, and that was the Tana of Shammai HaZochin, or at least to some degree a dissenting view, and that's going to become part of our discussion to what exactly Shammai HaZochin actually said, but perhaps even more important for us, the halacha, which nakuda, which point with Shammai HaZochin we disagree, it's going to open up a whole discussion, not only about Ein Shluchat Va'avera, but about a whole series of other things that are somewhat related also. So the sugya begins for us in Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, the Sefer Kiddushin. Mark was right, just about almost halfway down. I'm giving them an alf. The first word in line is Hahu Beidach. So Hahu, it's about not quite halfway down. First word is Hahu. So it's the end of the line. The Hadatani, that which we learned in the Braisel. Ha'omen l'shlucha tseharogis ha'nefesh. If a Reuven says to a Shaliach, go and kill somebody. So who chayev u'shalcha potter? That the person who actually does the killing is chayiv, and the mishaleach, the person who sent him, is potter. Again, this is just echoing the regular din of ein shluchat va'avera. However, Shammai HaZochin Omer, listen to this one, Rishim Chagi Hanovi. Shammai HaZochin is giving you a tradition that he had all the way back from Chagi Hanovi. Now, Shammai HaZochin did not actually see Chagi Hanovi. When the Gemara uses the phrase mishum, so that usually means that the two people didn't actually see each other, but they're just recording a tradition that they had going back several generations. So this is tracing all the way back to Chag Hanovi, whose opinion was Sholchav Chayev. And in fact, the Mishaleach is Chayev, and the Gemara gives all series of Pesukim and all to figure out exactly how Shammai HaZochin got this from Pesukim Hanovi, Pesukim Chumash, etc. But the bottom line is, the Gemara presents it as a machlekes atanoim, Shammai HaZochin based against everybody else. Everybody else subscribes to the view that we've been accepting up to now that ein shluchat va'avera, and Shammai says no. That even the din is that the mashaleach is in fact chayav. So the Gemara has a question: what exactly that means? What exactly does Shammai HaZochin mean that the mashaleach is chayav? So we skip down a little bit to the first one. The line is melamdin. So at the end of the line, the Gemara says vibay seima. The Gemara gives an interpretation within the view of Shammai. The olam darish that Shammai also Darshan, the Pesukim, like the Chachamim. There was no grandiose shita out there called Shammai who held that really truly Ein Shluchat Va'avera. He also agreed Ein Shluchat Va'avera. Umay Chayev Chayev B'dini Shemayim. When Shammai said that the Mishaleach is Chayev, he didn't mean he's Chayev Nisas Beis Din. Nobody said that. Everybody agrees that we've been saying all along Ein Shluchat Va'avera. All Shammai meant was that in Dini Shemayim, the Rebbe Shlomo didn't hold the Mishaleach, person who asked the guy to bump off somebody else, the Rebbe Shlomo is going to hold him responsible. So the Gemara says, what? That's all Shammai HaZochin meant. It was Hakol Mikol Kol, the Gantz HaChiddush of Shammai HaZochin, is that the Mishaleach is Chayev in Dini Shemayim. Mechlal the Tana, Kama Sov, Afil B'Din Shemayim, Nabi Potter. So that would mean that the first Tana that disagrees says, the guy gets off scot-free in Shemayim. Also, the guy has to hit me to bump somebody else off. So I understand why in Beis Shemata the Mishaleach is going to be part of the Shluchat Va'avera. But when it comes to the Achav Mev Yes Mishana, he's going to tell the Rav Shlomo, he's going to tell him I am Kedushin Rav Gimel. The Rav Shlomo is going to tell him what we do with such people like that. So the Gemara says that's ridiculous. How could it be if all Shammai HaZochin meant was that Yichayim and Dini Shemayim the Mishaleach? Everybody agrees to that. So the Gemara says you're right. Ela Dina Rabba v'Dina Zuta Ika Benayhu. The Machloek is Shammai HaZochin and everybody else was not. Or are you chayav and Misas Beis Din? Everybody agrees you're not. The machlekes was, are you chayav and Shemayim? Everyone agrees you are. What was the machlekes? The machlekes was, to what degree are you chayav and Shemayim? Just how bad is it what you just did? So according to Shammai, it's really bad. And you can get a Dina Rabba, a really, really harsh judgment in Shemayim. According to Chacham, you can get punished in Shemayim. Not a question. It's going to be a little bit toned down. Did now again, this is a wedding way beyond the scope right now of our understanding as to Dina Shemayim and Dina Rabba, Dina Zut. Again, we're not even going to delve into what Chazal mean with this terminology, but we're going to try just to extract what we need for our purposes. So basically, at this point, the Gemara is telling us that Shita that we thought was the dissenting view of Shammai HaZochin may not even exist. We thought that we kept on referencing 100 times and said, oh, by the way, we hold Ein Shluchat Va'avera, but Shammai disagrees. Not even true necessarily. It could be Shammai also agrees that the Ikra Din and Beis Shemata Ein Shluchat Va'avera. All Shammai said was Din Shemayim, and we agree to that. Fundamentally, we also accept Din Shemayim, Except maybe we have a watered down version, maybe a little lighter sentence in Shemayim, which again, hard for us to analyze what that means. But it's crystal clear for this Gemara, the Lishum Sofek from this Gemara, that if I tell somebody to kill somebody else, I may not get punished in Bezen Shemata, but believe me, Bezen Shemal, there's an onus for that. That's crystal clear. The Gemara says everybody agrees to that. The degree, the severity of the onus is negotiable. But to say that if you cause somebody else's death, even though you didn't pull the trigger yourself, to say you're going to get off in Shemayim also, that's absurd, that's ridiculous. It's la'ol aladas. There should be such a statement. So that's what we walk away with from the Gemara in Kedushin, not from Gemara Dal. But now, we have to analyze another Gemara that happens not even to be talking about something as severe as Reticha, but it also begins to throw around terminology of Shaliach, Lidva Aveira, Dini Shemayim, and perhaps we can walk away with a slightly different conclusion from the Gemara in the Kamadach and Vav, and that's going to be really the bulk of today's share, to try to understand, to analyze the Gemara Kedushin and Gimel in light of the Sigma of the Kamadach and Vav. So the Gemara of the Kamadach is the beginning of the sixth Perek. It actually technically really begins in the bottom of Nehem Beis, so we'll pick it up from there, and we'll move quickly in Vav and Aleph. It's at the bottom of Nehem Beis, five lines from the bottom. It starts with Tanya, five lines from the bottom of Nehem Beis. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yishu. Arba Devarim, Ha'osel San, Potter V'dini, Adam B'chav V'dini Shemayim. There are four things, there are really more than that, but there are four things that are singled out here that we're going to talk about some other possibility ones, but at least for now, there are four things that if a person does, they're technically exempt in Dine Adam. Beis Din cannot hold them responsible to pay. But Chav V'dini Shemayim, they should just know that they're not so partial, that they will be held accountable in the Beis Din Shemala. Then the Bryce goes off to list what they are. We're going to focus on the third one. It's the end of the third line at the bottom. If a person hires false witnesses to testify, so the hirer, the soicher, the person who's paying the bill for the false witnesses, is going to be held responsible in Beis Din Shamala, not in Beis Din Shamata. In Beis Din Shamala, the person will be held responsible. That's the case that interests us. Hasoicher Eide Shekel Lohoid. So the Gemara continues on the top of the Nvavam and Aleph, just trying to figure out what the case is. We take a look at the top of the Nvavam and Aleph, six lines on the top. So Amamar, the middle of the line, Amamar, Hasoche de Sheker. So I hire false witnesses to testify. So the Gemara says, Bein Shemata won't hold me responsible, Bein Shemata will. Hechidam, what's the case? Ilem Elin Nafshe, if I hired false witnesses to testify for me, so i.e., I hired two shakranim, two liars, and I got money from you, shalai kedin. So really, I'm only held responsible in Beis Din Shemala. What are you talking about? My motor boy, shalai kedin. If I was mighty mammon, shalai kedin, so the money is not mine. So mammon shakranim, a gazlan. Of course, they have to return the money, and if Beis Din finds out about it, of course, they can make me pay. So obviously, that's not the case. Ella lechavrei. So what it means is that I hired false witnesses to testify. I hired false witnesses to testify against Yen, against another guy. So I didn't make any money. I'm a nice guy. I'm a nice guy to one who got the money, not such a nice guy to the guy who lost the money. So I go ahead and I pay off some witnesses to lie and to get Reuven money, and now Beis is going to come after me to pay back. Based on what? What's Beis Din going to come after me for? What did I do? I caused an indirect damage to somebody, but that's their grumba. That's so indirect. The grumba is even possible. I can't be held responsible for that. In Shemayim, they're going to ask me, Satapa, why did you do such a terrible thing? Why did you hire witnesses to testify falsely? We multi money shalok it in. So Beis is going to hold me responsible based on Shemal. So that's the case of a Secher Eidei Yeshek. So we have a case, Secher Eidei Yeshek, good, very nice. We understand why I'm not held responsible based on Shemata, because I didn't really do anything, I don't have any money, so to speak, but I am held responsible based on Shemal, because in the end of the day, indirectly, I did cause a loss of money. So comes Tosfos, and after the Vavim Nalf, Dibramasa El Lechavrei. So Tosfos makes the following observation. Tosfos says, let's zero in on this case, that I am chayev in Beis Din Shemala. So Tosfos, the fourth line of the Tosfos, El Lechavrei, fourth line of the Tosfos, middle of the line, Tosfos says, V'davke Soicher. Tosfos says, let's look at the Lashon Chazal. Chazal described this terrible avla of hiring false witnesses. Chazal used the word, the Tachlis HaDikduk, Haseicher Edi Sheker. Chazal could have just as easily said, Ha'omer Le'edim Ha'idu Sheker. Why the phraseology Haseicher? Sounds like some money being transferred here. Why is that so necessary? Says Tosus, it's critical. Why? Tidavka Seicher, Aval Omar, if I merely asked somebody to testify falsely, Potter Edi Shemayim. Guess what? I'm not even held responsible in days of Shabbalah. We have to see in a moment how Tosis is almost like paskening Shaz in Bezin Shemalah. That's already fascinating, but we'll talk about that, what the significance of that is. But Tosis says it would appear to them from the Diyuk of the Lashon Chazal that Bamedvam Amurim, a person is held culpable even in Bezin Shemalah, that's only if at least he did with Seicher. About Omar Kofi the Shemalah, if all he did was ask, please, gently, you know, politely, do me a favor, go and testify falsely, even in Bezin Shemalah and Potter. Why is that? Listen to this. Says Tosis, the sub shlo yishmoloi. Tosis says, because I never really thought they would listen to me. What Meshuvah is going to testify falsely unless he gets paid for it? So when I said to Reuben and Shimon, hey guys, go in there and tell some Bubamites that Levi broke somebody's window, I didn't think they're going to listen. I thought it was all a joke, it was all a game. I didn't really expect them to actually listen to me. So therefore, even in Shemayim, I can come to the Rebbeinu Shlom and say, I didn't do anything wrong. I wasn't even going to have said in my walt. I thought this is a big joke. I thought everyone would laugh and get a good joke out of it. I never in a million years thought it would happen. If I gave the guy $1,000, I'd testify, I'm paying you up for it. So then I have reason to believe, unfortunately, you know, people do a lot of things for money. So then I can't hide behind. I can't say, Sabbath Shalom Yishmael. So again, Tosfos was Medayik and Lashon Chazal. And even give a svara to differentiate between Seicher and Oimer. And then Tosis goes on to say that, and don't tell me that maybe it says Seicher for another reason. Tosis doesn't think so. They don't really believe it. They really believe that their diuk is correct. And then Tosis goes one step further. We're going to prove that we're right, says Tosis. So let's skip down to the last word lines of Oimer. It's about four lines from the bottom of the Tosis. Tosis says, we're going to prove to you that we're right, that a person who ask somebody just politely, without actually giving them some financial compensation, if I ask you to do something wrong, I could truly hide behind Savash or Yishmulo, even in Bezin Shemala. Though says the ode, there is a Mishnah, later on after, which we actually learned in Masech's Kedushin also, HaShaleach HaSad Eirav Yad Chereshet V'Katan. If I send a flame at someone who's a Labar Das, Chereshet V'Katan, Potem Didiyad V'Chavadin Shemayim. So I can't be held responsible in Bezin Shalavata because it's a grama. I didn't light the fire. I handed a katan a fire. He walked a mile away and burned somebody's field down. So I can't be held responsible in this world. But in Dinah Shemameh, what if it's Shalach Biyat Pikeach? What if I hand the flame over to a Pikeach, someone who is responsible, and I say to the guy and I said, here's the flame, go do what you got to do with it. So it says, a Pikeach Hayav. So says the implication is that in the second case where I handed off the flame to somebody who was a pikeach, assuming I didn't just hand him a flame, I told him what to do with the flame, and he went in and he listened. So the Mishnah says the pikeach is held responsible, and I go scot-free. Because it doesn't say in the Mishnah that the Bardas is Chayev and the Mishalech is Chayev Dishman. Doesn't say a word about the Mishalech. Zephyr that you see from here that the Mishalech Mamish goes on scot-free. Why is that different from a Socher Edi Sheker? What's the instance? Tells us it's very simple. One case it was Socher, and one case it was merely Omar. So that Sugi Nafman test that appears also in Nafman Beis and Kedushin substantiates Tosfos' claim that Bamedim or Mamurim, one is held responsible in the Shemayim, that is only true of his Socher, not of his Omer. Proof positive the fact that the Shalech, in the case of Shalech of Eira, isn't even mentioned that it's Chayav in the Shema. Ad kan Dibur Tosfos. Who has the problems with Tosfos Raya? Tosfos just drew an equation on the board. How the black would I make the following equation? I send Reuven basically to burn down somebody's house. No mention of Chazal of any responsibility on my part. Socher in the Sheker, all of a sudden, the Mishalech is Chayav Dini Shemayim. What's the difference? It tells us Socher versus Omar. Who can question? Try me a good question, Tosfos. Who's going to argue with Tosfos Raya? The things that Raya is not, I ain't credible. Let's analyze that case for a second. Think through that case for a second. I send a fire with Reuven. Reuven burns down the house. Reuven's chayiv, and I get off scot-free.
Who gave him the fire?
I gave him the fire. I handed him the fire. I told him to light the fire. I told him, go burn down Shimon's house.
In that case, I would claim I never thought he would take it and burn it. That be the same as Amar?
But this is Tulsus. That's what Tulsus is saying. Tulsus is proving from that. From the fact that there's no mention of the Mishaleach having to pay, the reason must be because he didn't really believe the guy would do it in the first place because he didn't pay him, which is exactly substantiating Tulsus' distinction. Comes the Ritva that says, V'chlalna. That's not the reason why. You know what there's no chiv in Dina Shemayim? I'll tell you what is no chiv in Dina Shemayim. Why is there no chiv in Dina Shemayim in this case? Because someone else is footing the bill. Who's footing the bill? The Pekeach. The Mishnah says, the Pekeach is paying. He's being held responsible. The guy's not losing anything. Shimon, whose house got burned down, is getting full payment back. The Pekeach is being taken to a din Torah. And the Pekeach is going to pay every last cent for this act of arson. So why in the world should Mishalech b'chayim din Shemayim? That's what? Because he did a not nice thing? Alright. That's not chayim din Shemayim. Chayim din Shemayim means I brought about a hefsid mamon. I was responsible for causing you a loss of money. I wasn't responsible for causing you a loss of anything. Because somebody else is going to be held responsible for it. But imtum tiloimar, let's say the Pekeach skips down. And we talk, I can't get the Pekeach to pay, which is not the case in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Pekeach, I have Mishalech Boto. Will you see, you can't get the Pekeach to pay? So, if I'm in Mishalech, it's Chayim and Dini Shemayim. Vishnei, where did it say in that Mishnah anything about being part of Dini Shemayim because you just spoke because you didn't hire? Well, Hayyid Vamiyom says the Ritva. So, back to square one. So, Tosis is still sticking to their guns because they still believe whether the rye is a good rye or not a good rye. Tosis still had a deal from the Washer of Asoicher. But now the deer, of course, is a little bit, you know, more watered down. It's not as stark as it was. Before, it had a great support from the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah is Raya, the Mishkin Raya. But Tosfos still sticks to their position that Seicher is different. Chazal medaktik v'lishoinim Seicher, yeah. And the Svara, why Omer is no, says Tosfos, because Sava lo yishmuloi. Could one agree to Tosfos v'lavi tabayim? Could somebody support Tosfos' chiluk between Socher and Omar, but not connected almost to the psychological distinction of, I don't think he's going to listen to me?
There's no Maisa.
Well, one could argue that just in terms of Chumras HaIsur, there's a big, big difference between taking money out of my pocket and handing it off to somebody, and just asking somebody to do something. Just as we find in other Averis, you know, Lav Shev HaMaisa, look at all of it, we find there are degrees, actions speak louder than words. So if a person does something derech payment, derech asoich chaveray, that's a much more serious violation. That carries an onus in Shemayim. So one can accept Tosfos, but not for Tosfos' reason. So there's an interesting, there's a Mishnah in Melech, in Uchas Rotzeach, that quotes a Ritva that nobody knows who this Ritva is. And it's not even clear it's a Ritva, maybe it's a Rashba, it's not clear if the type is there. We're not exactly sure what the Rashba said, but the Mishnah in Melech somehow was claiming some Rishon said the same as Tosfos, albeit for a different reason. Now we can understand the reason, we just can't exactly find the reason who said it, but we can understand the reason. And again, this would support Tosfos' theory, albeit for a different reason. So, Akopan, when all the dust settles, Tosfos is sticking to their position, whether we agree with the right, don't agree with the right, whether we like the reason of Tosfos, alternate reasons. Tosfos really, truly, honestly believes that the Chiyav in Dina Shemayim does not kick in for just mere words alone. You need something more than that. You need something substantial, either to deflect that. In a sense, counterclaim of saying subishal yishmalo, or to create a mice which is a higher level of avera. But some kind of a mice, some kind of a schir is necessary, even to kick in the nishamayim. That tells the shita. No, who's got a kasha? No. Now that we're medayik in Tosfos, who's got a kasha? We learned two sugyas today. We learned kedushin daf and gimel, shama in the rabbanan, and we learned in vav menalaf sech in the shekh with Tosfos chiddush.
Why can't we ask the same kasha in Mem Gimel? Say, the person says, Omer Lara.
Otazoi!
So
Otazoi! Comes the Gemara and says, Ha'oi, man, what's the lush of the Gemara condition Mem Gimel? Oy malchaveiro, seva regis and how do the shnuchal seva regis and nefesh? It's about like Yishamay and the Rabbanon, and the Gemara said that Shamay probably just means chayim din shemayim. The Gemara asked, "Wow, mechal the Rabbanon loy? You're going to tell me the chum say not chayim din shemayim? Wow, you're crazy, are you talking? How can anybody say get out of scot free from din shemayim? It doesn't make any sense. Stop. What do you mean? According to Tosfos, it makes perfect sense. According to Tosfos, Gemara doesn't read bechal." So comes the Shach and Choshe Mishpat and says, the Bali Taisa gets it, the Fesh of the Man. So you state the Shach, the Taisa is Chiddush, and then Bavakam and Dachman Vav, the Taisa is just distinguishing arbitrarily between Seichir versus Omar. So says the Shach, not as if they have a Raya for them, if a Raya were against them, I am conditioning your Ralph, a Raya brewer, so the Shach gets it. The Gemara says, come on, I'm in the Shulchan, there's no mention of any money being handed over. And the Gemara says, what? Can anybody in the right mind say, no, did you Shulchan? Lo Yitoch.
When the false witnesses testify against money, somebody, and he loses money, the Edom don't pay him, right? They're not Edom Zomim. So he lost the money. So I caused, by telling him to testify falsely, I caused Reuven to lose money.
Right.
So I understand why I'm high with Desha money. I did a very bad thing. I caused somebody to lose money. So did the Edom.
Here I did
the
something
three
worse.
Of us should be
here I did something much worse. And Kiddushin. I caused someone to get killed. In both cases, I caused a terrible hefsid, right? So, when it comes to Mem Gimel and Kiddushin, the Gemara says, it doesn't matter how it happened, with a Maisa, without a Maisa. I'm in Dinah Shemayim, they couldn't care less about Maisa. But on Tosa, the Vav is convincing us, no, and even in Dinah Shemayim, they care about Maisa. Because otherwise, the guy could always hide behind the excuse, Sabashal Yishmullah. So I would say on the mule also, I tell a guy, I tap a guy in the shul after Marv, say, do me a favor, go kill somebody. I think he's going to listen to me. I'm a sugar. He's not going to listen to me. And then he goes ahead and he kills the person. What am I responsible for? I say, well, you're crazy. Right? I never told this guy. This guy said, no.
You can argue with God about that? You know, like
that's what Tosfos said. It's amazing, right? The whole Tosfos is very strange. But Tosfos said that, right? Tosfos said that time, that selfishly, Yishmullah is a time in Bezin Shemal. So the Shach's Kasha stands, what's Pshat? Lou W. remember from 11 years ago, 12 years ago? No, a long time ago. See, not I'm responsible for that, okay. Even Din Shammai, and maybe Din Shammai, but Din Ben, and we broke your Mechidah here. So you don't feel bad. I didn't remember the answer to that. Check my notes from 11 years ago. So comes the Ketos. It says the answer is a brisket Torah. I can't believe before the brisket. He would have been an early brisket. He would have been, you know, around the time of time. Says a ketzais, a gevaldig avar from the ketzais. This is mamshah brisket. Says there are two dinim in the Shemayim. The term Din Shemayim does not mean the same thing in all places. You know, the classic, the ABCs of Chaim is, you have the same term the Chazal use, and it means different things in different contexts. Famous, it was a quasi Moshe Sless joke from Chaim that somebody was chuffing Chaim, was saying over some Shul Torah. He was saying that Chazal used this term here and it means one thing and something else means somewhere else. So the guy was chopping Reb Chaim. How can it be? Chazal used the same terminology. How can it mean such fundamentally different things? So Reb Chaim wanted to give a marshal to show why. He said, you know, the Ebed of Sheva Brachas. Sometimes, you know, Sheva Brachas, oh yeah, at the last minute, such a rush. We can't figure out who the Panam Chadoshas are. The Marshal is in Ksuba's first breath. If you know Panam Chadoshas, can't make Sheva Brachas. So you have to run around to find his Panam Chadoshas. Yeah, no. So Reb Chaim said, I don't know. Gemar says at the end of Bava Kamma, if you steal dirt from somebody and then you turn it into a brick, so you're kind of a shinoi. Why? The Gemar says, Panam Chadash is Bava Kamma. Because a brick is a new face, it's a new head, it's like a shinoi. The Chaim says, how does that? Take a brick, put it down the table, and shoot. You can make Sheva Brachas. See from here that the word Panam Chadash doesn't mean the same thing. You had to be a real lamb to catch Reb Chaim to the joke. So if I say Zaktik Tzai, is that the term Dini Shemayim doesn't mean the same thing in all places. Sometimes all Dini Shemayim means is the Rebbe Shalom has a cheshbon with you. What that means in Shemayim, says Tzai, I have no idea. It is absolutely no ramifications in Olam Hazeh. There is no significance to it. We don't know what it means. It doesn't have any nafkah minis lahalacha. Then you have the Rebbe Shalom. That's one kind of Dini Shemayim. And then, so he says, another kind of Dini Shemayim. That means, you are mechuyif to pay this fellow. There's a chiyuv in Olam Hazeh to pay, and there are dinim in Chayshim Mishpat that emanate from that chiyuv to pay. Elo what? You're not chayv dini adam. What that means is, Beis Din stands at time. For whatever technical reason, Beis Din doesn't have the authority to enforce that payment. But you want to know, klape eretz, avad yom chuf to pay. And there are nafkaminas ladina that emanate. We're going to have to hopefully see what those nafkaminas are. But you're called a mechuyiv adam. Your mechuyiv betashlum and klape ruvein, it's just that Beis Din can't be the ones to get the money from you. But if you want to know yichayiv, avad yichayiv, 100% yichayiv. Says it tells, that's why the two sugyas talk about two different things. He said, in Kiddushin Daf Mem Gimel, the Gemara is talking about, is there some kind of theoretical onesh in Beis Din Shamala? Of course there's an onesh in Beis Din Shamala. You were indirectly involved in somebody's death. You had a hand in the murder of somebody who was so far removed, who was so unlikely, and you're right, you just because you tapped the guy on the shoulder after the murder and said, by the way, go bump the other guy off, you never believed it would happen. But you know what? You said you did something very roundabout that caused somebody to get killed. Said the Rebbe Shlomo is going to take you to task for it. Does that mean you're a Rotseach in this world? Not by a long shot. Does that mean that there's any nafkaminas or din in this world? Absolutely nothing. There's nothing Beis Din can do to touch you for that. It's so far, far, far removed. But in Shemayim, they can hold you responsible for that also. To whatever degree they can hold you responsible. Says the Ketzas. A guy is going to come to the Ribbono Shlom and say, "Savishlo Yishmulo." I didn't think the guy would listen to me. As you say correctly, in Shemayim they're going to laugh at you. You're going to tell the Ribbono. That's the issue. The Achmeres is going to stand by the Kisya Kovod. The Ribbono Shlom is going to say, "Do you know that because of that, those words that you said, somebody lost his life?" And I'm going to say, "Oh, come on! I didn't think anyone would listen to me." That's going to stand up in the Ribbono Shlom's Beis Din. Said in Beis Din Shemala, it's meaningless. Doesn't matter whether you paid, whether you said, you did any shape, in any form, you had any hand in anybody's death, you're held responsible. But that's not what's going on in the Kamenachtenbov. We're talking about a very, very specific halacha category called Chayav Bedini Shemayim. The phrase Chayav Bedini Shemayim in Baba Kamenachtenbov are speaking about a Chayav Bedini Shemayim that exists in this world. Again, we haven't seen the nafkaminas of this yet, but there are going to be many to come. There are nafkaminas that you are mechuyev chashmish for yichayev. Basically, can't do anything about it. Sanhedrin can't touch you. But yichayev and bavakam yichayev, just Sanhedrin can't enforce it. But yichayev to pay the money. So that's what Taisa said. To create that chiyuv of dini shemayim and hanagel maisa, this world, that's already not so posh. That already works with svaras. That already works with lom desov. Did you really think for it? It's going to happen. How responsible were you? How negligent were you? So that's what Tosfos starts to give chilukim and say, it's mashu from Chazal, soicher yeah, omer no. And it makes a good svara, says Tosfos. Soicher, I really thought the guy's going to listen. I didn't think the guy's going to listen. It makes a good svara. It makes a lot of sense. So Tosfos had a diak of the Loshon Chazal, and they had a good svara to boost, and they had maybe a raya from the Mishnah later on of Akama, Bashwachas of Eira, which drifted, denied, rejected the raya. But Tosfos at least making a claim. So Tais is making a long claim in Chilukim. So Mishnah, that's within that second type of Din Shemayim. That's not in the Olam HaSalyayim alone. It's very much in the Olam HaTachton as well. And therefore, says the Ketzais, the Shach's Taina against Tais is not correct. The Shach mixed together two sugyas. The Shach saw Din Shemayim, Din Shemayim. Oh, it's all the same thing. So it says that's not the same thing at all.
How would the
Ketzais
deal with the idea of Zuta and Rabba? I mean, that's like something that's totally ethereal then.
Right. Well, the whole Mem Gimel is all totally, you know, up in the air. So Rabin Zuta is beyond up in the air. It was up in the air even before we said, look, even more. There's got to be more of the elements. We need more in Nefesh HaChayim. There's going to be more up in the air. So Rabbi say, what the Ketzas just opened up for us is a new world of understanding. Not such a new world, we shouldn't have it already. So this is developing for us, for our purposes. The Din Shemayim sometimes has very real ramifications in this world. And the question is, what does that mean? What are the hagdars? What are the consequences of such a statement? So let's take a look at another sugya in Masechet Bava Kamma. Another very pivotal sugya relating to this, which is also open up worlds for us in terms of understanding and developing this new concept of Chayv Din Shemayim, Klape this world. So the sugya appears in the Ayin of Days in the second half. The Gemara is talking about a very complicated story about a come there with Ramineh Shaila, I stole an animal, they sell the animal on Shabbos, and it's a Shabbos, and it's a Ganei, the whole story. It's just coming attraction. Those who are interested in all the nuances of that, hopefully that's going to be the Iyun Shirim of Shavuos. So that'll be the day Shirim, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, those are around. It's going to be how many assess the Dibros one can violate at one shot. So that's going to be the basic theme of what we're talking about, but it'll be a good chunk of it's going to revolve around the loveliness of coming with Ramineh and a sword and a variety of topics. But we're not talking about that now. We're talking a little about coming with Ramineh, but a different angle of Gamre. Comes to Gemara makes a very startling statement in the account of Ayin Rebeis. It catches our attention, and you have to analyze what in the world is the significance of the statement, which is ultimately going to set us up for what we want to talk about. So it's five lines from the bottom. Kirami Brachama. Rava B'liolim Kirami Brachama. Rava is trying to defend Kirami Brachama's statement, but again, not necessary for us to understand right now what he said. But this is what Rabba's breakthrough is. The following lashon, five lines from the bottom. Esnan asra Torah v'afilu baal iva. There's a parish in the Torah called Esnan Zona. Money that's given to a Zona for the act of Znus. So the Torah says, not money, but a carbon animal was given. So Savi Esnan Zona v'chekel, you give a sheep to a Zona, that sheep cannot be offered on the Mizbech anymore. It's possibly on the Psula Yisur Mizbech. So what would the din be, says Rabba? If a person, he's mezana with his own mother, and he gives her an esnan, so the Torah says it's also esnan zayda. Esnan stafin b'olim mai. How do we know? So Tosis tries to show you how Chazal figured that. But that's the esnan stafin b'olim. Why, in one's wildest dreams, would we have said not that way? Why would we even envision the crazy, crazy world, such a meshugana? Why would we have thought that the Yisrael Esther wouldn't have said, forget, that's the ultimate Esther, the ultimate act of priests, the ultimate act of us. No, who's got a good svar for me?
Kimlet?
Oh, come live with Ramineh. What can live with Ramineh? Unbelievable, wild thing. What does Esther Zayda mean? Esther Zayda means, Reuben's mezana with this woman. And as terrible as what he did, but tachlis, he has to pay her. Because he entered into agreement to pay her, so he's meshugana. He's meshugana. In theory, if you think about it, in the crazy world, she could take him to the entire. Because it's not fundamentally different than Imamas in any other job. Reuben hires Shimon to do a job, so Shimon does the job, he's going to pay. So in Dinim, pure Cheshem Mishpat, Reuben is chayav to pay her for what she did. What would the din be? Lu Yitzuya, that Reuben wouldn't be chayav to pay her. What if we create a crazy scenario where Reuben was mezana with this woman, and they set up a, quote unquote, wages of Esnan, and he wouldn't be chayav to pay her? And he chooses out of his own, lack of better term, his own goodwill, he pays her anyway. Would you call that an esnan or not? Or get to Rav. What would you think? So one could argue, that's not called esnan zayna. Esnan zayna means the money is payment for the act of znus. If the halacha doesn't require you in dinim amunus to pay that money, so then what you are giving her, and when I say money, I mean the sheep. That sheep that you're giving her is not an esnan zayna. It's a matana that was given to a Zayin. If Reuben goes to a Zayin and says, oh, I'm going to give you a birthday present, that's not less than Zayinah. It's only Chalam or Shev less than Zayinah when it's been given, but Tashlumi for the act of Znus. So in Tetzlom, we can create a crazy scenario that Reuben was mezana with this girl, and he's not mechuyif to give her, and he gives it out of his own goodwill. That's Nishkin less than Zayinah. That's exactly what Rava was questioning. Rava said, wait a second. Imagine if Reuben was mezana with his own mother, Bali, right? And he said he's going to, made up a deal, he's going to give her a sheep. And now she comes and wants to take him to a din Torah. She takes him to court and says, you owe me the sheep. So you won't believe it. He doesn't have to pay the sheep. You know why? Because at the same moment that he became chuyav in the sheep, he also became chayav Mrs. Beisden for Baal Limon. Baal Limon was chayav Mrs. Beisden. So at the same moment that he was this chayav in Mrs. Beisden, this chayav in Mominus, we have a clock, come with Rami Day. That a person, let's say a person burns down a house on Shabbos, doesn't have to pay for the house. Versus Chol Bavul Imo, his Chaimis does have to pay cash. So that's the special parashas of Torah. Dafam Sukhman, parashas Mishpat, come with Ramineh. So comes Rav and says, Tapa, that should be the din. That should have been the din based on pure longus. A Baal Imo should not have had to pay Esther Zoyna. Since he didn't have to pay Esther Zoyna, it should have been the din. But the mice, that's not the din.
It's left off to his mother. It's any.
And yeah, right, it's right, right. Just gave us the most dramatic, startling case. So wait a second. It's such a Gavaldi of longus, so why is it wrong? Why is it wrong? It made so much sense. So why is it wrong? So why is it that it is chal on Meshe Nesta? That's the question. So it's unclear exactly what the answer is. So the Gemara has a whole presentation, some machlokes in your souls, what the line of the Gemara actually meant, said. It's a lot of confusion what the next line or two in the Gemara is. So there's five pshatim in the Rishonim. So talk, what's the answer to this riddle? So talk, why is it? Rav and Rav Bacham, you say, yeah, it is. But why is it? So a few possibilities out there. So before we get to the possibility that's most critical for our discussion, we'll just present one or two of the other possibilities.
Can we, is it only with Nisan and something else, or it's too much that's come at the same moment?
Well, there's Kimlay of Misa and Mamon. There's a low level of Kimlay of Malchus and Mamon also.
So how could it ever be Esmanzon? Isn't that
no, after this is not.
You know, it's not Malchus.
Anyway, you always have Malchus for Panevel of Pnuyi when according to Shita Saramba. Okay, that's a very, very good question. So it could be that's not always true. If it's because Chayvim Malchus show you in Istacha, the only time you say in a local Mishalim is only when you mamish get Malchus. Whereas Misa, even Mishogi is Potter. So there's a quirk that answers that question. It's a good question, though. So what's the answer?
It becomes Chayv in different points of the act.
That's like Gemara has that other place. So the Gemara has that in Sanhedrin, it's got the other things, but here it's the same thing. The act is not, it's the Chayv in both. You have to hang in there for the Shabushi or for that.
I mean, it so fulfills the spirit of the law, if not the din. I mean, right. The reason Esnan is no good because it was such a meistic act. So you're going to bring that sheep to a korban?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's meership meals, but I'm here talking about the little one. Don't get mamash of it. Lahavdol, Elam Abdolas. I got a lot of chizit today from on the news today. So I heard the Yoma, they were discussing about about Iran's compliance or lack thereof. So there was a lashon that was said, I don't remember what President Trump said it, somebody had the lashon that there were flagrant violations of the spirit of the agreement, albeit not necessarily of the letter of the agreement. Someone lashon like that. I say that all the time. That's Maramban, no Mashiach HaTayr. That's Shavuos, that's Kedoshim Tiyu, that's Ratzon HaBayir, that's it. Again, I'm not saying it was parallel. There may be a lot of violations of the letter of the law there also, but I was so appalled to hear that lashon. Anyway, getting back to that story. So you're right, terrible violations for the law, but tachas, I want to know whether it's possible to be. So the Meiri quotes a possibility. Chiddush Gold. Meiri quotes from some Rishonim who said that Kamei Vidramine doesn't apply here. That in Lomdus we're right. If Tim Saloma Kamei Vidramine would have applied, we would have had a Gevalka Kasha. But this case falls short of Kamei Vidramine. You want to know why? What is it about this case that falls short of Kamei Vidramine? Think of some of the regular Kamei Vidramines that you're familiar with. Mishnah Tepek Bavakama, guy burns down somebody's house on Shabbos, goes country. He's Chayv of Ima, goes country.
He's not chayev. I mean, he's not. It's not like a punishment.
Oh, what is it?
It was his agreed upon.
Now speaking like a lawyer, yeah. This is what first year law school. This is what not what.
Contracts not.
There you go. It's contracts not torts. Okay, very good. That was emotional. Everyone knows why I like that because when I was in YU. Back in my Smich and Kol days, so Rabbi Rapschlik was one of my many roommates along the way. He was in Columbia Law School, so I think I read his law books. Could be more than he read the law books, but I love torts. Contracts wasn't as interesting. Torts, everyone was killing each other, breaking things. You know, there was much more labor there. Contracts, Mitzvah is also a great mesechta, but I found torts more exciting. In halacha, there's a big difference in contracts and torts. Torts means like that's the zikin, chavolus, gnevus. I did something, and now the Torah says there are consequences for what you just did. There's an oynish in effect for what you did, but you have to pay back the keren, the kefal dal, whatever the case may be. Contracts means you, out of your own free will, entered into an agreement with somebody. You bought a bag of potatoes, and you were obligated yourself to pay a dollar for the bag of potatoes. You signed a contract with somebody to paint your house, and now you got to pay the painter. Or in this case, you entered into agreement with this woman, and now you have to pay us. Give us pile of an effect. Comes the Meir and quotes in Yesh Rishonim that all the cases of Kamei Vidramine from the Chumash through the Mishnayos, all cases of Oichin, all cases of superimposed, it's chayvus ha-toyres, they're all cases of nezik and yinev, they're all cases of tors. Lo shabana dovas in the yom, the shabidin of komiv ramine, by agreements, by what we call in halacha, it's chayvus midas. That's the easiest way out of this problem. So by chayvus midas, shabana dovas in the yom. There's no such thing. But it's not the way we want to go for this. This is not going to help us. That is, the Kabbalah Keteres has a lot of Teres on it. It's not going to help us for our purposes. Comes the Chiddush Aran in Masechah Sanhedrin, and he quotes from Rabbi David, one of his early Rishonim, formed from the Talmidim of the Ramban. A similar answer, with a little bit of a twist, says the Chiddush Aran in Rabbi David that we made almost like a mistaken assumption before. We said that it's not called an Eslan Zoyna unless in Chayshin Nishpat Yechayv have to pay. If you give a birthday gift to the Zoyna, that's not the Eslan Zoyna, it's not Toifis, that's meaningless. You're right, says the Chiddush Aran. If it's totally out of the context of the act of Znus, it has nothing to do with the act of Znus whatsoever, then you're talking about it's not Tanavi Alma. But if you're giving it to her, something that you really should have given to her. You really should. Chiddush Aran says, you're supposed to give her the money. Why? It's crazy. You weren't supposed to do what you did, but if it's something you did it, you're supposed to give her the money. You're supposed to give it to the sheep. You know why? You gave your word. You didn't do it. It's a terrible thing. You're a balaveira. It's no such priest. It's horrible. But at the end of the day, you're a cheater if you don't give her the money. If you don't give her the sheep. So Zokta Chiddush Aran, that quote unquote level of his chayvus that came about through your dibur, lekayim diburcha, that is chayvus midas that the Meiri was describing. So whereas the Meiri quotes from Mishnah and say, since it's derech is chayvus midas, therefore there's no kibbutz drama on it, the Ran says, no, there is kibbutz drama on it. In Beis and Shomata, they won't make you pay. You're talking about chayv to pay. But afa b'chein, yichayv amis tvarecha. And therefore, says Chiddush Aran, that's enough for the din of Kibbutz Rami, that's enough for the din of Eslan Zoyna to kick in. So both the Meiri and the Chiddush Aran and Meir David are focusing on the fact that this is a different kind of a chiyuv. This is a hischayvus midas, and therefore, either it's legamri, not subject to Kibbutz Rami, like the Meiri says, or it is subject to Kibbutz Rami, but still chayv amis devarov, that's enough for the din of Eslan to kick in. But we don't want to go down that route either. We want to go down the third route. And that's the more popular route. That's the sheet of Rashi and Tosis. Tosis says it here a little bit. Rashi says it much clearer. Rashi spells that above Mitzia. But the Yisod basically appears both in Rashi and Tosis. And that is, we can take a look at the Tosis for a minute. So Tosis says on the top of an Aleph, on an Aleph, the very top line, the middle of the Tosis, Mishum deka yoev lehavi esnan perush, Kevan shetzorich loseisla loseis yedei shemayim. Says Tosis, you're mechuyev to pay her this esther. You know why? Not just because you want to be a nice, honest guy, like the Chiddush Aran says. Not that you chayv in beis and shomata because there's no kamlur grave, like the Meiri says. Says Tosis, the third independent term. Says Tosis, the Rashi echoes the same idea of Mitzvah that's the Yalav. There's a chiyev in dini shemayim to pay her. What's Tosis saying, Rabbi Shai? What is Tosis telling us about Kamlev Dramine? What's Tosis saying? Kamlev Dramine doesn't mean you're potter from paying for the house that you burnt down. Kamlev Dramine doesn't mean you're potter from paying the Eston of all Iman. Kamlev Dramine means about you chayef to pay. You chayef and chayef going to pay. It's just Kamlev Dramine is a din in Beis Din. Beis Din has no authority in the case. There's no Beis Din on this earth that has the right to judge you for two things. Lagabi, this chiyuv mamon ela mishpatim doesn't exist. Beis Din can't move, can't budge, and therefore the chiyuv is oimei b'kach. You oimei b'chiyuvcha, and we can't do anything about it. And therefore, if and when you choose to give her the esnan, it's not, you're not giving her a gift of an esnan. You're not doing it because you want to be a moral, ethical guy and keep your word like the Chiddush Aran. And you're not doing it because Beis Din's forcing you like the Meiri. No. You're doing it, let's say, but since that chiyuv and dini shemayim is a real thing, there's a real emes chiyuv here, that chiyuv can now transform the sheet that's been given. It's chal on a level of derais. That's a posel like rov. That's the pshat in the Gemara.
It's like second pshat in the fifth.
Oh, that's all right. So we have just, you know, we spoke about this theoretical ketzos about the ketzos developed this idea. There's a thing called chayim and dini shemayim that has implications now. Guess what? We just found an implication to it. The implication is that it's yakodim chuyvedov in based in Shabbat also, which is basically Shabbat can't do anything about it. But you have chuyvedov in this world, and therefore that is what labels this as a not as a matar biyama, as an esnisayin.
It's supposed to hold that way elsewhere in Shas, where misa will come together.
Yeah. This also appears in a few places. It appears in Bavakam, it appears in Sanhedrin, it appears in Bavmitzia, a few places. But I want to read you a Rashi in Bavmitzia.
It's on the side.
He calls it
the Masaf Rashi.
Oh, the Masaf Rashi, yes. Okay. It doesn't happen in there. I don't have it in my mind. Okay. So there's one liner in Rashi. Rashi says the same thing as Tosis. Rashi says in Tzadi Aleph and Aleph. Says, I'll just read it to you quickly. Aval Yedei Shemayim Lo Yotzad Shishalim. And if the Ilo Ramah Tashlumin Levi, wouldn't have the Chiv Tashlumin, Ki Yavani Allah Miyavei Yester Matana Biyamu, would just be a Matana. Okay, the cave on the Shem. Listen to this. Now Rashi adds on Inami. The air to this basic Shem. Listen to this one, says Rashi. Inami, Rashi Tzadi Aleph and Aleph. Inami. Itofis Loi Mafkina Minei. Kach Shemata Bimeri Hezoki. Rashi adds on a phrase. What does Rashi say? There's more to it than just Esther and Zohar at stake, really say. If you're Chayv and Dini Shemayim, and the other fellow grabs, takes the law into his own, the Wild Wild West, takes the law into his own hands, guess what? Beidin can't touch him. Tfisa works. Now normally, I can't be Tofei, something that comes in. If I'm Tofei, something that doesn't belong to me in Beidin, that's called Gezeilah. Here Rashi quotes from his Rebbe, no, I'm Taifas trifle him on. You owe me the money. Because Beis Din has a problem with Parshas Mishpatim, there's a chosav called Kamei Ramine. That's Beis Din, not my problem. You owe me the money. If I know for a you burnt down my house on Shabbos, so Beis Din's taking you out to be killed, and I know my house is gone now, and I go ahead and I grab $1,000 worth of $10,000, $100,000, $1 million worth of your property, Rashi quotes from his Rebbe, good. So that Tfisa works. That's not called Gezeilah. That's not called good name. That's called being typhus, what's coming to you. So that's the choice. And that's real, right there. That's a real choice. It means in this world, in Hilchus Tfisa, it's chus to be able to be typhus. Depends upon that there's a real chiyuv. It can be typhus from some chiyuv, I forgot that fancy English word.
Ethereal.
I don't even know what the word means. But whatever Danny meant. Yeah, that kind of a chus, huh?
I can't spell it.
Okay, as long as you know what it meant. Sounds right. So that kind of a chus can be typhus from that. So if Tfisa works, that means in this world there's a real chiyuv, there's a chiyuv going here, just not enforceable in Beis Din. So I state in Rashi.
It feels like Rashi is jumping around though, because either it's enforceable in Beis Din or it's not. How can
it? It's not enforceable in Beis Din. Tfisa is not through Beis Din. Tfisa is an extra legal.
But how do you have the right to do it? In other words, originally Beis Din says you're not
recorded.
So now I'm
going to... No, that's not... Beis Din said that. Beis Din said, you are mechuyev to pay this guy $1 million.
You
can't do anything with that. We just can't sit in this case. We don't have any dayanim who are qualified to sit in this case. The Torah has tied our hands.
And if this guy will grab it, then we're not...
But we didn't do it. Right. We don't have to make a give back. It's not, normally, if Beis Din sees somebody grabbing somebody else's property, so we have to enforce Beis Din Shagozol. This is not a Beis Din Shagozol. The other guy owes him the money. Rightfully is. What a Rashi, what a Chiddush. Rashi saw in the parish of Esther Nasr Torah Filu Balimo, Rashi saw this Yisoid. Comes to Ketzos in a different Ketzos. And he analyzes, takes this Rashi to task. The last one we would expect to take the Rashi to task is Ketzos himself. Comes to Ketzos and says, is this true all the time? There are many, many chiyuvim, let's say, Sidei Shemayim, Maybe we learned the Gemara of Kavanos Mot. Arba Amr B'Shua. Arba Chayom B'Din Neshemayim. The Gal Secher, the Sheker, other cases. We didn't even go through the other list of cases. Any and every case, Rashi's Rebbeim would say that. Is that true? Every single case of Chayim would say Neshemayim, you would really truly say that Tfisa works. So the test don't believe it. And he quotes the Maharshal, who says, I don't believe it. Says the Maharshal, Rashi's Rebbeim says such a thing that Tfisa works. That's a type of Achilatay Sishamayim like Kimmel Dramine. That is not the same as a Secha Edishakir. That's not the same of a person with Mazagat de Grama, a very indirect kind of a damage. What's the difference? What's the difference between a Secha Edishakir, which is a damage so indirect, I de Grama, that never we say Chayat de Shemayim? What's the difference between that and Kamu Dramine? Argues the Ktzois, in the name of the Marashal, Rashi and his Rebbeim would never ever have said Tfisa works in those other cases. They only said in this limited case. What's the difference conceptually? Does the Shemayim and does the Shemayim?
One is direct, one is indirect. I burned the guy's house down. That's pretty direct.
So what do you say? So you're right. What's the Nakuda difference? Fisher's author, what's the Nakuda difference?
Your chayiv, you just can't apply, basin can't apply the punishment, the reimbursement. The other scenarios, there's a reason why you're not even chayiv.
There are different reasons fundamentally why you're not paying the money right now. Why isn't basin acting in the case? In the case of Kamed Rabinei, basin says, the only reason why we're not acting, the chisorim lies in who? Lies in us. Basin doesn't have the tools. They don't have the authority to down the case once they're being downed in the structure. So that's it. Kach Nemar Alocha. Go do this. Come and drown me. But mitzad the case, mitzad the Gavra HaMizchayev, he did an act of mazik. Like Dr. Fishim, he burned down the house directly. He was a mazik via dying mamish. So Rak Tchia Gavra, Dr. Ashton, and Mr. Vayim, Tfisa is good. But in the case of Nedir Sheker, or Grom and Ezekiel, both of those kind of cases, that's not called Machadam Shmei Shomera. That's not called the Mice, that's called the Grom. Grom is not a Mice. You're not Chayiv on Tzadim HaMazik. You're Chayiv on Dini Shemayim, but that's not the Adam HaMazik. And therefore, B'chei Gav, who says Tfis is going to work? So, this choice, it makes a lot of sense what the Marshal is saying. But this almost ruins it for our sugya. Because the whole goal of tonight was we were talking, comparing and contrasting the different phrases, Dini Shemayim. And we dug up the Ktsoises Chiddush that sometimes Dini Shemayim means some, whatever the word was, up there in the sky. And sometimes Dini Shemayim means Achiyav in Bos of Adam in this world. And we were searching for my nafkamina, give me something to stick my teeth into that indicates that I'm dealing with something in this world. Something very, very gashmius. And we came out with this gevaldige suggestion. The gevaldige suggestion is tfisa. Ein lecha dover a gashmius gudam is that. Tfisa works. That's not olam is that. That's olam atach. And that's a din and din mamis. And that's the enemy that's driving us to us to the Torah, is the fact that tfisa works. So we were so excited to plug in the parish of tfisa, the Rashi in Bava Tzir, Daf Tzadi Aleph. We thought that fits beautifully in Bava Kama Daf Tzadi. That is Seichei Deshek, the same thing. Those are it. That's the case of a Chiyav and Dinei Adam. And the Ktzayis just pulled it away from us. Pulled the rug right off under our feet. Because the Ktzayis said, no, Rashi never really meant it. Rashi meant in that one case of completely dominated with there's a real nice hezek anyway, it's just a din of course and the gavra basin can't function. But with there's a chison of the etzim of hezek itself, so Rashi would never say such a wild thing that tvisha should work. So then my hanel and what we just did, our whole goal was just taken away from us by the Ktzayis himself. I don't understand. The Ktzayis was the one we were so psyched up. We quoted a Ktzayis to defend the Ktzayis, then he turned around and ruined it for us. And on the list of questions, Achim Evi Yasim Shana, to post to the Hilgim Balak Ktzayis. Rabbi said, another dust settles. What seems to be almost like three categories now. A Prisk, we have Prisk is already. Seems to be almost like three different arguments of Din Shemayim. There's the Din Shemayim of Let's make a moment. Back in Kedushin of Mem Gimel of Dina Rabbin, is it to that? No, the Masal Yainim, the F, or whatever it's called up in there, which really means absolutely nothing in this world. Zippo, zero nafkamina in this world, and that applies to Omer, for Seichem, everything. That's Kedushin nafkamina. Then you have the other complete extreme. You have the Dina Shemayim of Kibbutz Ramine, which is basically a Chayvas Bidei Adam, just can't be enforced. Then only then Tefisa works. And that's SNS Atayra. And then you have this middle ground, which Iktsayis is referencing in the Bukamadaf Nivav, the Seiche de Sheker, which is more than the Oyvel Chavir Laharoi, because it has the element of Seiche to it. And it's not quite up in the Olmas Al Yonim. Again, it's not real Tefisa either, because Iktsayis just did a sin with the Marshal, that Tefisa wouldn't work there. So it was much easier to have two categories. Then we understood real, really well. Once you tell me there's a third middle category, I'm not sure what to do with that. I don't know where to put that. But that's the way the Ketzayis is learning. We put these two Ketzayis together, he's developing three different categories in the Nishamayim. There's by the Nishamayim of Mem Kedush Mem Gimel, the Nishamayim of Kamen Mufkam, the Nishamayim of Kamen Nal, and they're not the same at all. Some of them are like Gamre Mufka from Olam Hazeh, some have some relevance to Olam Hazeh, and some have the teeth of Tvisa to them. But the only thing that has the teeth of Tvisa, that's only and only, only the case of Kudu Ramayim. Hope that's your next week. We're going to put a couple of final touches on the sugya, and then we'll see what happens.